you.
That's all I need to know about 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 you. Starting 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. It's very easy. All you do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
What?
And if somebody asks you, what's your favorite flavor of ice cream, and you don't respond chocolate or vanilla, and you say strawberry,
ugh,
that is all I need to know about you.
I mean, what's wrong with strawberry?
I've always noticed that whenever people say strawberry, there's usually something a little off about them. There's like chocolate, there's vanilla, there's those two different kinds of people, which I respect them both. But if you're a strawberry eater, something just seems weird.
So you just left the strawberry alone in the Harlequin, you know.
The Napoleon,
whatever it is.
Three kinds together.
What's a Harlequin? I gotta know.
What is a Harlequin?
Where did that come into my mind from?
You just make that word
I'm gonna
up?
Look that up right now. I gotta Google that right now.
But I'm right?
Like, you would leave it in there?
Strawberry? Yeah, no, I would never eat it. I would used to yell at my mom when I was a kid. I'm like, why do you buy this? Nobody wants the strawberry section of this.
It's the reject of ice cream.
Right.
You're like, no.
By the way, Harlequin is best known of the Zanny or comic servant characters from the Italian Commedia dell'arte.
Well, that has nothing to do with strawberry ice cream.
So strange.
Napoleon ice cream.
No idea where that came from.
It's so weird.
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
There you go. There not Napoleon
is.
Either.
Yeah, Neapolitan. But I was closer than you.
Yes, you were 100% closer than me. That's true. Here's one for you. If you won't call me back for 3 or 4 days with the test results from something that has to do with my dog and his health, just because he's a dog and it's not going to kill him,
right?
That's all I need to know about you.
How about the lady at the hospital?
Call me back.
That didn't call me back with a week. Like, for, well, how long was it?
No, it was like two and a half weeks. Didn't call you back with the results of your...
my gender test.
Yeah.
So I had like one of, you know, the 12-week scan where because I'm advanced maternal age.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
Right. Because I'm that, you have to have all that blood work, and then they tell you if you're having a boy or a girl. Everybody's waiting. 2.5 weeks it took for them to call me back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it was a good time. I think Raven thought I was going to lose my mind during that time.
I mean, I was getting upset for you over here. It seemed pretty ridiculous to me.
All right, producer Christian, what do you have?
Driving down 95 southbound yesterday, you know the exit for Route 7, exit 15 in Norwalk? That's on the right-hand side. Now, you think if you're going to get off that exit, you'd be on the right-hand side.
Oh,
let
no.
People who cut all the way over from the left-hand lane with no turn signal.
Yep.
That is all I need to know about you.
Like, just miss the exit.
Yes.
And I know it stinks.
Loop around.
But you got to do it. Like, you can't just put your life in jeopardy like that and everybody else on the road.
Yep.
I don't get it.
That's unbelievable. What they do. Though. They do that all the time. My favorite is when they're going off the exit, then they decide at the last second that their GPS is leading them the wrong way.
And then they cut back
onto the highway, right, at 70 miles per hour, just missing one of those yellow barrels.
Fooled you.
1-800-330-9999. 99. You want to jump in too? Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.